struggle with prayers, wondering if God even hears you, let alone will answer you? Today, we will share with you how to know God as the God who answers prayer. Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson, and you can learn more about my books by visiting my website at ts-thompson.com.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, your Christian coach, helping you discover what God has next for your life. Learn more about my coaching services at yourchristiancoach.net. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we talk about the power of prayer in relation to your deeper Christian living.
Yeah, and prayer, it really is such an important topic, and it's a way that we fellowship with the Lord, how we seek Him for our needs and the desires of our heart. So today we want to share with you about the power of prayer and some events in my life, because this is personalized. We bring things to you that the Lord's put in our heart in my life that has turned my attention to know Him better. In fact, he said to me this summer, I spent a lot of time in my garden, you know, picking my tomatoes and different things, and I was talking with him, and he says, I will know Him in new ways. And I've been really meditating on it. So when God gives you a word, I really encourage you to take that and ponder it, ponder what He says to you, so it can take root down in your heart. So one of the verse when I was studying, you know, thinking about what He had said, and was the verse in Jeremiah 33:3, and that's from the King James Version I'll be reading. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So you might read this and kind of glaze over it, but this really jumped off the page to me, because what it's saying here is God saying, I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. But that means, if you think about this, that when He shows them to you, guess what? You'll know them, right? You will know Him also as great and mighty. That's something beautiful to really meditate on. So one of the ways that He has shown me to know Him, right, is that I know Him as the guy who answers prayer. And this is a different place than wondering if God might answer your prayers. Because that implies a state of being unsure and maybe some doubting that's going on there. But when you know God as the God who answers prayer, you come to Him with this peaceful assurance and faith. So it is my hope, you know, and I'm sure it's Jo Heather's hope too, that you will come to know Him that way as well. But before we jump in, I want to give Jo Heather a chance to share her thoughts on the topic of the power of prayer.
Yeah, it was neat to kind of reflect on this, because I honestly can't remember a time when prayer wasn't a part of my daily life. You know, my story, I was raised by parents who went to church. We prayed in church. They taught us about the Bible. We prayed before meals. We prayed before bed as children. My mom likes to tell a story of me as a small child, and she heard me talking away in a room when I was in the room by myself. And she walked in and asked me, Jo Heather, who are you talking to? And I said, Jesus. And, you know, I meant it. I just feel like I've always had this open line of communication with Him. And maybe it's because He created me as a communicator. And so I want to talk to Him. Because to me, prayer is just this continual conversation in my heart and in my head and in my spirit. It's my first consciousness in the morning is talking with God. My last is praying to Him at night, and it's everything in between. But I certainly know that my story isn't the same as your story as a listener. Maybe you find it a struggle to talk to God. Maybe you just don't know where do you start. Or maybe you're a person that's sitting there hearing my voice but thinking that God doesn't want to hear from you. Well, if these are some of your questions, you have definitely tuned in to the right place today, because we're here to dig into what is the power of prayer and what can it mean to you personally.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Those are wise words. And it's true. People who are listening are from all different backgrounds. And you know, some people were really blessed where they grew up in that Christian home, and they were taught from a very young age to know the Lord. And then there's other people who are just, you know, getting saved. They haven't walked with the Lord before. They don't know Him. You see Him as a stranger up in heaven, you know. But this, we're going to share with you how you can get to know Him better. And one of them is through prayer. But before I dive into more of the topic here, I just want to take a moment to let you know how you can support us. So first, depending upon what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss any future episodes. But the most important thing you can do is to share this podcast to help spread love and encouragement. And we also want to extend an invitation to you to help our podcast grow. In the world we live in today, you know, there's a lot of individuals who are discouraged. They feel discouraged. They feel hopeless. They feel unloved. And many people are searching for a word of encouragement, and they're hungry to know God's word, right? So by partnering with us through prayer and financial support, you know, our podcast is going to continue to grow and impact so many more lives. So you can find out more about how you can sow into our podcast ministry by visiting our website's donation page at loveandencouragement.com/donate. Also, on our website at loveandencouragement.com, we feature early access to both video and audio podcasts every Wednesday. If you want to save some time, sign up on our email list. We got a form on our contact page, and we'll email you the podcast every Wednesday. So, yeah, so back to what we're talking about today in the power of prayer. Several weeks ago, me and the boys, we were sitting around sharing our personal struggles that we're going through. And the Lord immediately spoke to me and says, I want you to take all your prayer requests. I want you to write them down, and I want you to gather around as a family and start praying over them. And I just remember, I'm in the middle of a conversation with my son, and the Lord speaking to me. But I knew that this was something that was different, you know. And I'm like, okay, so, you know, I'm going to take the time to. It's not like we didn't pray together as a family. I mean, mostly we would pray individually at night for each other, you know, and we prayed at meals. And when one of my sons would come to me and say, hey, I have this problem, we would immediately pray over that situation. But we never gathered as a family with the intention of having like a prayer. I've gone to prayer meetings before at my church, you know, but never in that kind of an environment. And so this is what I felt like the Lord was leading us to do as a family. So I was obedient, right? You follow what the Lord tells you to do. So I did these instructions. So I figured out, well, you know, what is it going to look like? I'm an organized person, a writer. So I typed up some like journal sheets. Simple journal sheets that, you know, well, here's the prayer request, here's the date, here's the person making the prayer request. And I printed them out, stapled them together, and put them out on the coffee table, and we started writing things down. You know, it was basic things at first, but immediately, I will tell you, immediately, I felt power move on our first gathering in the living room as we would sit down and we would pass around the sheet, and whoever's prayer was on, whoever had that would read it. First, we would elaborate on it, you know, like they would say, well, here's the prayer. I want to pray for this person because they're going to have surgery coming up. And they would tell more about it. And then that person would pray, and we would stand in agreement. And so it encouraged us too to also put more things in there that we normally wouldn't ask for prayer for in the family. But I started to see, not just feel the power of the Lord was pleased, but we started seeing more prayers answered. And I felt like this was really important because we were being obedient to what the Lord had told us to do. We were connecting as a family stronger, and we were seeing our prayers answered. And this is why I'm bringing this to you today, because I really want to share this with you. So one of the verses that really caught my attention when I was pondering on a lot of this that the Lord had brought me to was Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 through 20. And I really felt like the Lord directed me to this because he's saying, this is what I want you to do. And this is why I want you to do it. After we were already doing it, I brought back to this verse. So I'm going to read it to you from the King James Version. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And then verse 20 says, for where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am with them. So this verse is a really great one to kind of like pick it apart and study. You see, when you come together and pray together, the word says that you are not just praying together, but you are agreeing together on what that prayer request is. And Jesus is also saying that he is right there with you. So I kind of like to envision, Jesus in my living room with us. He's just sitting on the sofa with us while we're praying in agreement. And then Jesus says, okay, I got this. And he goes to the Father directly with our prayer request. And then, another way to look at it is to see, you know, take the roof off my house and kind of hear the Lord looking down at us, and he sees me and my boys praying, but he also goes right to Jesus. And, well, Jesus is among them, so I got that prayer. You know, he sees that he is with us. So wow. I mean, this is very important. This is why I think there's a difference of praying individually, which is good. It's good for a relationship, but also the importance of coming together in agreement with another believer, not just your family. It could be, you know, a friend at a coffee shop that you meet that needs prayer. You stand in agreement with them. So the beautiful thing that happens is when you start to see God answering more of your prayers, you learn to what? You learn to trust him more, right? Meaning that if he came through for that thing, especially big things, when he starts coming through with big prayers, you're not so afraid or worried that he's not going to come through in the next thing. Because you might be thinking, well, no, I kind of answer, my bucket's kind of overflowing this month. Maybe God doesn't have any more room to answer this prayer. But that's not true. If he answered this one, he's going to answer. He wants you to come to him with everything, right? So through our prayer requests, we are really seeing, I was talking about this a little bit earlier, our family bond together deeper. You know, we're more aware of what each of our family members' struggles are. You know, what our dreams are, what our purpose is. And we lift each other up through prayer. We don't just pray for each other. We pray, like I said, we pray for other believers, other needs and stuff. And so as all this was coming together, I felt like it was really important to share more of this with other people. So I just published this journal book so that you can bring what I'm talking about today into your home with your family, especially if you didn't grow up like Joe Heather, where maybe you've never prayed with your family before or your spouse. You know, I mean, I never prayed with my spouse. I wanted him to pray with me. He never prayed with me. You know, he was uncomfortable doing it. This will be a great tool for you and your family. So I'm going to hold it up so you can see it. So it is the Praying Family, a prayer request journal and guide to family prayer. And so what's interesting too in here, I'm going to show you what the pages look like. There's 100 pages for you to list your prayer request on. And there's four on each page. That's 400 prayer requests. And in the beginning, to kind of help you get started, if you're not familiar with how much the Word talks about prayer, let's see if I can get it to turn here. It's a brand new book, so it's sticking. I have several pages on prayers that I took when the Word says about prayer, so that you can go through as a family or individually, you can go through and you can meditate on, you know, different verses here on prayer. So it will help you to know you can come to the Father. There's joy when you know he's going to answer your prayer. There's just, you know, about being able to rejoice. And let me tell you, I'm starting to understand these better. You know, when it talks about rejoicing evermore. Yeah, when God starts answering your prayers, you're going to be rejoicing evermore because you know he's there for you. So Joe Heather always provides a link in the show notes, and so she's going to put that stuff in there for you to be able to find the book. And I would love to hear from you if you do get the book, how it's impacted your family. I'd really love to. It would just bless me to really know that it's changed people's lives. So I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to Joe Heather.
All right. Well, thank you, Tammy. I am excited to hear what our listeners are going to find using this as a tool, trying it as a family, you know, and especially I love what you were saying was imagining, you know, Jesus just sitting in the living room with you, hearing what you're sharing. And just, you know, I really identify with that element of praying together. My children are much younger than yours. And so, you know, we are still teaching our children what does it look like to pray. So in my family, you know, again, like you said, we pray together before meals at bedtime, just like I did with my parents when I was a young kid. But for them, you know, we take it much further. We've taught our boys that what we do is we stop immediately and pray when a need arises. So if someone calls with a prayer request, we stop, as soon as we hang up the phone, we stop together and pray. If the kids come home from school and somebody's bullied them, we stop and pray for that person. They don't want to pray for that person in the moment, but just teaching, okay, well, we got to cover this in prayer. And what if that other person is hurting? And that's why you had a bad experience with them. Let's pray about it, you know, taking it to God. So if we see that a friend needs prayer through a social media channel, we don't just say, we'll pray. We actually stop immediately and pray. We had a prayer request the other night that came up. Someone who's close to us, we had no idea what they were going through. And we stopped to pray. And in all honesty, I had no words to pray. I was so shocked by the news they were sharing. And that was okay. I just said, God, I don't have the words to pray. But you do. you know, you do, because he does. I don't even have to say anything. You know, just being in that communal moment, that conversation moment with him to say, I don't have the words over this, but you do, you know what's needed. For us, you know, if we live on a windy road and there are a lot of accidents out near where we are. So if we hear sirens coming down the road, or if we happen to be driving and we see an accident, we immediately pray for whatever might be happening. So, you know, just as Tammy explained, you may have an organized time where you're coming together, but you can also instigate, you know, a habit of life, moments in the moment, so that it becomes more of a that continual prayer. You know, I'm also trying to teach my kids how to take hurts and pains to God in prayer. Sometimes they might say, oh, I'm so sick, I'm miserable. You know, and you imagine the woe is me, you know, kind of experience. And I understand that. I've sat there. You've sat there. Everybody listening to this has sat in pain and discomfort. But what we're trying to do is say, okay, let's be encouraged to, instead of immediately falling into despair, to start with prayer. And I'm trying to show them, you know, it can be simple. It can be just, hey, God, I'm not feeling well, but I believe that Christ died on the cross for me. His perfect body was exchanged for my imperfect one. I speak healing over myself in the name of Jesus because he told me to do it in Mark 11:23. So that might be a physical thing. You know, for me, as an adult, you know, when part of my body isn't feeling as it should, you know, I have to fight off the urge to sink into despair and wondering and going, oh, what does this mean? You know, I have to keep reminding myself, okay, this is my time to thank God for my healthy body part or body function, even if it doesn't feel healthy right now. You know, and to through prayer to thank him for creating me to know him and trust him, just like Tammy said, even when I don't understand where this physical attack is coming from. And as Tammy already said, you know, reminding myself, you remind yourself of the times past when healing has come and comfort has come or strengthening has come. I know for me, I lean on James 1:6 that says we must ask in faith without doubting. I was talking to a gentleman earlier today about how we can't be tossed about like the waves, you know, filled with doubt. When we pray with a confidence, you know. So for me, my greatest desire is for my kids to know and love God. So I'm working to model for them how to turn to God first through prayer rather than lamenting about what's not going their way. Because too many times I hear my kids, other adults around me complaining about how things are going. But I am learning, the older I get, that instead of having a spirit of complaint, and rest assured, please don't think I never complain. I'm not saying that. I'm trying to learn, right? Trying to learn from my life experience. But for me, I'm like, okay, if I'm feeling the complaint, instead of having that spirit, let me instead take a step to talk to God about it when I have the urge to complain. Instead, I want to take it to God. Let me train myself to do that. Because part of prayer is learning from past mistakes and saying, God, help me. And then the second thing that I'm trying to learn is to look for ways to be thankful about whatever moment I'm in. Because sometimes the moments are super challenging. And, you know, sometimes that means being thankful for whatever blessing maybe I had in the past, even if it's gone from today. And maybe for you, that's the loss of a loved one, you know. And in your prayer, maybe you're just thank you, God, that we had the time together that we did. And maybe that'll help you in some small way. But God wants to comfort you. And part of that is just coming to him in prayer. And so we, you know, I want to encourage you today to stand on the truth of Philippians 4:6. I printed it out for myself. You know, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And so that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to be jumping up and down with every challenge that you've had, but maybe it says training ourselves to, let me take it to God. Because it says, in every situation, everything. So I'm just going to take a quick pause. And, you know, I just want to share with you guys today our sponsor spotlight. Love and Encouragement to Live By is sponsored by our very own Tammy Thompson today, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. You heard her. She's just released this beautiful prayer journal book, The Praying Family, a prayer request journal and guide to family prayer time. So this is what the cover looks like. And I want to show you, what the inside, she kind of showed it to you a little bit, but I'm going to show you all of those spaces you can fill in. She's also recently released another book called My God in Whom I Trust, a study of Psalm 91. We've talked about that before on the show. And, of course, don't forget her most popular book so far is God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. She is also writing her fourth book for the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams. So I know some of you are big followers of that series, so get excited. It's coming your way. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling, which you know from the podcast, and she believes the world is in need of good family-friendly books everyone can enjoy. So you can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. And as she said, we'll include a link to her new book in the notes section of this episode. So maybe you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, or maybe you want to feature your favorite ministry effort. All you have to do is contact us at loveandencouragement.com.
Thank you, Joe Heather. I like what you were saying, too, about things becoming a habit, because that's what happens when you start putting things into practice. It becomes a habit. You know, we're, with using the prayer journal, we're actually putting in more things than we would have thought to put in. You know, we're constantly being aware because we're not always at the same place at the same time. We will pray for something. Sometimes we'll pray right away, but then we're reminded that's when all the family can be together, let's go back and let's write it down, make sure we pray over. And sometimes we have things on there right at the top because you can write all over the book if you want. But I want to continually pray for somebody. If somebody's in the hospital, a dear friend of mine has just had some major surgery to remove some cancer from their body, and they were in the hospital a lot longer than they should have been. And so I just wrote continually prayer. So it was one of those things where we continually, even though we checked the box, we prayed for them, we wanted to make sure we continued in there. And the other thing is there's a spot in the book for testimony. And I know one of my youngest son, he's like, do we have any more testimonies to write in? you go back and look through the prayers. Like, well, God answered this one, let's write it in there. And so it's a great way of being able to look at how the Lord has answered prayers and the God of who does answer prayers. So one of my biggest growth areas in prayer was learning to really trust God to answer them. I've been through a lot of different struggles in my life, and there were times where, you know, fear tried to come in. And so it was one of those things that I really had to come to a place where I could trust God with what I was bringing him. So I have some scriptures that I want to go over and share with you today to help enlighten you. One is Mark 11:24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, that means you, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. That's just, ye just mean, it's just their old English term, but it's you. You know, when you pray, believe that ye receive them and you shall have them. So did you hear the important part here in this? Believe that you receive, not when it materializes, right? But when you pray. And then you might be thinking, well, how's that possible, right? So, but if you can do this, and I know, I'm telling you, this takes effort, okay? This takes effort. This is not how we humanly think. It takes effort to set aside worry and to really come to prayer in faith, right? Knowing that, you know, what you're praying for, God's going to answer it. But I want you to strive for this. Even if you're struggling and you're feeling like, you know, I want you to really just try and seek God this way, right? To believe that you receive when you pray, that God has answered my prayer when I pray, to try and believe it. And you ask the Lord Jesus to help you with it. He will help you with that. Because the word says that you shall have it, right? Another verse here is James 1:6-7. But let him ask in faith. And Joe Heather was talking about this a little earlier. Nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of sea driven by the wind and tossed, right? For let him not think, man, that let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Now, I don't want you looking and saying, oh, well, what's the point? I don't want you being discouraged by this, because it can be a little discouraging when you feel like, I have a doubtful heart. Well, maybe I shouldn't even bother praying. That's not what we're saying. We want you to not be afraid to go to the Lord, but to recognize that if this is you, then you need to come to a point when you go to the Lord that you're not this way, right? So we don't want you to have any more anxiety, but it's very important to come to God in faith, right? I mean, that's the whole point of prayer, right? If you don't think somebody's going to answer, why would you be asking for somebody that you don't think is going to answer you? So Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. See, God is wanting, I want you to see him as a good God. He wants you to come to him in faith, right? And so you can't see him as this, not answering that prayer, you didn't have enough faith. I want you to see him as a good father that loves you. He really loves you, and he wants you to come to him with everything that's on your heart, all your burdens and stuff, and believe him when you come to him. So take a look at some of these other verses, and I encourage you to go back and write these down. A lot of them are in the prayer journal, but you know, go back and write them down and really meditate on them. So another one is Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Isn't that beautiful? I suggest you meditate on that verse so that you can believe that God does love you, right? He has good plans for you, but he wants you to come to him and ask. You know, so let's look at a few other verses here. Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Isn't that the point? Right? You go in faith, you go boldly to your Father in heaven, right? For grace, right? We're not deserving, but we go because he has grace for us. Another verse is 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. Ooh, I mean, so these verses are encouraging. They should be encouraging you as a believer in Christ to go to God with confidence, expecting him to hear and to answer your prayers. It didn't say hope or guess that he might, right, hear us, but to know, to really know, not only to know that he hears us, but to know that we have what we asked of him. Have, not will have, right? Meaning believing that he has answered your prayer when you pray. This is what it means to know God as the God who answers prayer.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking us through those powerful, powerful scriptures, Tammy. You know, I really love meditating on having confidence in approaching God. You know, I mentioned at the start of the episode that some of you as our listeners may be afraid to talk to God. You know, are you afraid that your past mistakes are keeping you from God? Don't let that, you know, open your heart to him through prayer. I don't want you to be separated from him for another moment, because he loves you deeply. And Jesus came for you and gave his life for you so that you can confidently approach God in prayer. You know, don't miss out on this life-changing truth. And so I want to give you a visualization. Tammy did a great visualization earlier with imagining Christ in your living room with you. And kind of seeing that overhead view of God in that as well. So I want you to imagine for a moment an amazing throne room. And you're right now seeing yourself as a spectator standing outside, watching royalty come and go, and they're speaking freely to the king. Well, guess what? You have an open invitation to come directly to that same throne room, and you get to walk straight up to the king. He is ready and willing, with open arms, ready to embrace you and say, hey, welcome home. I've been waiting to hear from you. Where have you been? You know, I want you to experience talking with God in prayer and thanksgiving, imagining yourself in that throne room, just right there with him. because God wants you to seek his input on your choices in this life. He wants to hear from you. What's going good? What's difficult? What do you want to do differently? You know, just keep in mind, he's never too busy for you. You can just talk to him about a problem or a challenge you're facing, and he is listening and he cares for you. If you wonder about this, just check out some of the Psalms that David wrote. I mean, David just was lamenting some of the bad things that were happening in his life, and he knew God cared about that. God wanted to hear from him. And if he wanted to hear from David, he wants to hear from you. So think about, just for a quick moment, Matthew 10 says that even the hairs of your head are numbered. Because if God numbers the hairs on your head, don't you think he wants to hear from you if he cares about the hairs on your head? Keep that in mind. And maybe some of our listeners, and I hope that's a lot of you, do have an active prayer life, but maybe you have some specific prayers that you need answered right now. Don't forget to ask for a sign. Pray in the Spirit to know what sign to ask for. Look to the account of Gideon in the book of Judges if you want to see an example of this. And if you need to, ask for a confirmation of the answer. Gideon did it, and so can you, you know? So thinking about all of that, and you're going, oh my gosh, this is a lot to take in. But let's just start with let's get you to the when. Tammy, tell us about when to pray.
Yeah, I do. I want to say that in a second, but that visual you gave, Joe Heather, I got to tell you what.
Yes.
I saw. I saw the big throne room with angels on all the side, and the door opens up. Yes. And here comes Joe Heather as a little girl. and Jesus is like, or the Lord's up there with Jesus, you know, this guy and Jesus. And he's,
yeah,
like, hold up. He's hushing the angels.
Yeah.
Come here, Joe Heather.
Yeah.
And as a little girl, you run up and you climb up on his lap. And he's like, tell me,
amen,
my children,
mm-hmm,
come to me. And that's the visual I see. Because I think when we come to him as children, that's how he sees us, his children. He sees, mm-hmm, us that way. It's just tender. It was a tender, I wanted to share that because I think it was a tender moment of being, yeah, able to see that throne room of, mm-hmm, you have direct access to go right up and climb, mm-hmm, up on his lap and tell him about,
yeah,
all your troubles, you know.
Yeah.
And he is first priority. The door comes open, mm-hmm, boom, hush. Here comes a child of mine. You know,
yeah,
that's how important,
wow,
you are to the Lord. So,
mm-hmm,
yes. Yeah, so to answer your question, because I know people are, you might be wondering, you know, like, how often should you pray? And it's not going to be something where it's rigid. You know, Joe had talked about constantly praying over a situation. When is it your habit? Like she was talking about, you'll just up and pray when you feel the need, mm-hmm, to up and pray for something. So I'm going to read you a few passages that might help you. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, not just prayers of need, but requests. Did you get that? With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. And I'll talk about this in a second, but I'm going to read a second verse to you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Woo! So from these two verses, I just feel on fire today. So from these two verses, we understand that we are to pray on all occasions for all kind of prayers and requests. All is everything. There's no little clause down there that says, you know, no, everything, big or small. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Not some occasions or over some situations, but all, right? God wants you to come to him, like Shem at the throne, come to him with all your concerns, your needs, and your desires of your heart. You know, maybe you want to be able to see yourself, you know, in a different job. It's not like a need. It's not like, you know, but God's not too busy for that. He wants to be able to help you fulfill the desires of your heart. You know, maybe you're single and you're looking for that spouse. Am I ever going to get married? Am I ever going to meet the right person? Bring it to the Lord. He wants you to be able to fulfill. If you're called into marriage, he wants you to be with that perfect person that he created for you, right? So all things, everything, bring it to the Lord. And not just concerning your life. Did you catch that? But for the saints. Now, believers are saints. And you might be thinking, saints. Yes. So this is just, we are saints. According to the word, we are saints. So this is just basically another way of saying that you're praying for your brothers and sisters in Christ. I talked about praying for my friend in the hospital, you know. And lastly, we rejoice evermore. Why? Why do we rejoice? Because we have a big God. He is big and he hears our prayers and he wants to answer them for you, right? So I'm just excited. This is just a beautiful fellowship when you understand the Lord is going to answer your prayers, that you can come to him with anything on all occasions, right? This is something to rejoice over.
Yes. Amen and amen. Definitely time to rejoice in prayer. As we close the episode today, I want to bring your thoughts back to Philippians 4:6 that says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So with that in mind, here's your challenge question of the week. What can you do to reject anxiety and instead present your requests to God through prayer? Be confident in that. How can you be confident in that? So meditate on this. Thank you for taking time to join us today. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. Join us next time as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.